change and awareness to the system. I hope to reassure you that there is light at the end of the tunnel, no matter how dark it may seem right now. May you take nothing else from this story than to realize, as I have, that being a victim doesn't have to be your way of life. You can choose to be a survivor. You are strong. You have what it takes to survive this battle, learn from it, heal from it, and move forward with your life. The life which only you can define. Tina's story. Seth. Greek form of Egyptian Set, possibly meaning one who dazzles. In mythology, this is the name of the ancient evil god of chaos, storms, and the desert. Before Seth. I often replay the scenes in my mind that led me into the arms of a narcissist. Prior to meeting Seth, I had been through a couple of long, toxic relationships. I started dating my high school sweetheart at the age of 16, and our relationship ended by the time we were 22. In essence, I grew up and he didn't want to. I grew tired of being his mother, and although we parted ways, we remained friends. Shortly after my high school romance ended, I began a 2-year relationship that was both exhilarating and tumultuous. He was an alcoholic and a drug addict. In between lying and cheating on me, he told me all of the things I thought I wanted to hear. I tried in vain to fix him, but he was unfixable. By the end of our relationship, I had a minuscule amount of self-esteem, and I didn't like the direction my life was taking. I asked him to move out of our house, and in that same week, I readjusted my sails, found a therapist, and changed my life's course. In therapy. I remember sitting on my therapist's couch as a 24-year-old girl, feeling that something must be wrong with my male radar. I didn't want to be sitting on my therapist's couch talking about how messed up my life was at the age of 35. I wanted to fix myself so that I no longer felt like I needed to fix others. I knew that I had a lot of work to do when it came to facing childhood issues which seemed to carry into my adulthood. I had to do some major soul-searching. In one of the first sessions, I remember my therapist standing in front of a dry erase board with a marker in hand, asking me to describe traits which I liked about myself. I told her that I liked my toes, my cute, bubbly toes. That was the only thing that I liked about myself. One could gain from that statement a bit of insight into my self-esteem during that moment in time. At the end of the session, the therapist looked straight into my soul and said she would work with me if I promised not to date for 1 year. Without a degree of hesitation, I agreed. Over the next year, I attended frequent counseling sessions and began working on myself. I started my own business, and I made new friends. I enrolled in classes at a local community college and had major dental surgery to correct problems with my teeth that had haunted me for years. I discovered that I liked walking on the beach alone, and going to lunch without a companion was not the end of the world. I found joy in the quiet moments, and for the first time in my adult life, went to sleep in my own bed without a man. My 25th birthday soon rolled around, and I decided to take a vacation, alone. At the end of the summer of my 25th year, I boarded a ferry and sailed to Santa Catalina Island for a week of solitude. I convinced myself that it was just like going to lunch alone. I knew I was kidding myself, but also I knew that I could do this. As I boarded the ferry, I quickly realized everyone looked like they were embarking on a honeymoon. Every couple was hugging, kissing, and acting giddy. I had a slight twinge of regret and questioned my purpose in taking this trip. In that moment, I wanted to jump from the boat and swim to shore. Before I knew it, we had arrived on the island, and I was whisked away to my hotel by shuttle bus. I was going to my hotel, and I was going alone. I ate breakfast in bed every morning and stayed up late watching Lifetime movies. I embarked on daily adventures in my little golf cart, went to dinner alone every night, and drank tropical drinks while mingling with the locals. I began to enjoy the reaction that I got from people when I told them I was traveling solo. I was 25 years old, and I had my entire life ahead of me. I wrote in my journal a lot that week, and I pondered many of the things that my counselor had said to me over the past few months. I had several light bulb moments, and I went back home feeling empowered and ready to take on the world.